like there is some pancreas left. What happened with the gopis?
What happened to the gopis? When Krishna went to Mathura, question is asked. Well, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we don't let Krishna go to Mathura. So I have to ask someone to follow that kind of thing. Because if Padma Purana, we're worshippers of Purana, specifically we worship the Mahapurana. Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapuran, Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. So in a Bhagavatam, of course, to understand Shastras, you can only understand them through the words of Guru and Acharyas, the Shiksha Gurus, the commentators on the Bhagavatam, to realize Rasik Jan and Vidvan, Shastra Nipun, Vidvan Rasik Jan. Those that know the philosophy and tattva and have advanced spiritual sentiments and can bring out the rust of the Bhagavatam. They're the preferred people to hear the Bhagavatam from. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu by Vishnu Chakravarti, when he talked about Panchanga Bhakti, one of the five most important limbs of devotion, one is hearing Bhagavatam. Sarupa Goswami just says Bhagavat Shravan. But Vishnu says Bhagavat Shravan Rasika Bhakta Sahasanga. We should hear the Bhagavatam, yes. That's it. Should be done every day. The Bhagavatam itself says in the first canto, second chapter, verse 30 or so. Nascha Prayeshu Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Seva. But Vishwanath says, okay, we hear every day the Bhagavatam in a temple or radio or whatever, we hear the Bhagavatam. But he says, he says we should hear it, Bhagavatam Rasik Bhakta Sahasanga. We should hear in the association of Rasik Bhakta, means a very advanced devotee. So this is the thing. So in our commentaries of our Goswamis, our Gaudiya Vaishnava commentaries, the Bhagavatam says that Krishna left Vrindavan, he never came back. He went to Mathura and Dwarka. Never came back. He left his body in Dwarka. Moshala Leela. There it's in 12th canto. Moshala Leela. Disappearance of Krishna. But Goswami commentaries, we say that when Akura took Krishna and Balaram to Mathura for the wrestling match, our Goswami commentaries say, this is chapter 39 of the 10th canto, Akura came to take Krishna and Balaram. They stopped at Akura Ghat. You can visit Akura Ghat. We've been there several times. It's all quite developed now. Nice temple. And then it was noontime or something, Akura went to do Anik and the Yamuna chants his mantras. And in the Yamuna, you saw Mahavishnu lying on Sheshanag. And because Sheshanag is Balaram, and Vishnu is Krishna. He said, what is this? Then he went back to the chariot. He says, this is Krishna Balaram, because he knows the tattva. He went back, and Krishna Balaram was sitting in the chariot. I guess, on the chariot. Then he went back, and then he saw again. So our acharyas say that what happened, he said, Krishna and Balaram at Akura Ghat, they got off the chariot and walked back. He walked back to Nandagram. And then their expansion, Vaibha Prakash expansion of Balaram and Krishna, went Vasudeva Krishna and Shankarshan and Aniruddha, you know, the expansion of Balaram. They went to Mathura and Dwarka. So this is our Goswamis. And the Padma Purana also, it says in other Puranas, it says, Vrindavana Prityaja Ekapadam Nagachati. Krishna doesn't take Ekapad. He doesn't take one step out of Vrindavan. It's only a matter of the TV is on or the TV is off. If you're in praying, the TV is on, you see the show. If you're not in praying, the TV is off and you're waiting to see it. So It's aprakat. Aprakat means that the TV is off. You can't see. It's not manifest. Prakat. 5,000 years ago, it was prakat. Everyone could see. Kamsa saw that. He saw Technicolor live broadcast. And he saw Krishna coming up from the top. Finished. Eyewitness news. So, what did the gopis do? I mean, there's Lita Mata by Rupa Goswami, and that whole Orca thing, and drowning themselves and going to the sun planet. And that's a drama. That's not the reality. That's just a drama. It's a Natak. So Lita Mata of Natak and Vidugdha Mata of Natak. Vidugdha Mata of Natak is the real thing. First, Rupa Goswami, one drama in two parts. Krishna in Vrindavan and Krishna out of Vrindavan in Dwarka. And then Rupa Goswami was leaving from Ramkeli. He was going to Puri. He stopped in a village in Orissa called Satyabhamapur. I visited that village. I saw the tree where he sat under, had a dream. So when Rupa Goswami stopped at the village of Satyabhamapur, he had a dream. And a dream, he had a dream of Satyabhama. Satyabhama. And Satyabhama said, this is not good, this drama, one drama. Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. How can you take Krishna out of Vrindavan? Keep Krishna in Vrindavan. Make two dramas. Make one drama, Krishna's always in Vrindavan, the other thing, whatever you want to do. So then he split up in two dramas, one called Vidugdha Madhav. That drama, that play, is Krishna's 24 hours a day in Vrindavan with Radha and the gopis. And Mother Yashoda and everybody. And Lalita Madhav is a whole complicated thing. That the Asasakis, Radharani committed suicide, gave up her body and Yamuna. First she was offering tarpan, and she offered the Shamantaka jewel that Krishna gave her after he killed the Shankarshuta gem. She was offering tarpan to Suryadev. And then this jewel came off her neck, the Shankarshuta crest, Shankarshuta Shiromani, crest jewel Shankarshuta, and went in the water. So God accepted that jewel. She offered it to the sun god, so he accepted it. And then Radharani drowned, and then the sun took her also, because she's born in a Surya Vamsh, like Ramachandra. Bhano Nandini Surya Vamsh, Krishna's Chandra Vamsh, the family of Chandra. So she's residing up there, and then she appeared in South India as Satyabhama, the daughter of Satyajit. And then Satyajit was a worshipper of Suryadev. It's all just like Bhano Maharaj is a worshipper of Suryadev. Radharani's father is Bhano Maharaj. He worships Suryadev. He has a Surya Mandir in his house, but this other Surya temple and Surya Kung was supposed to be more powerful. So that Radharani, because even Bishop Brahman said, why do you have to go out there? You can worship Suryadev in the house. No, that's a very powerful one. And Yogamaya came and said, no, that's a very special, powerful one. If you worship there, it's so much more benefit than your house. And Bhano Maharaj, he's simple. So then that enabled the whole, Radhakund Leela. So everything's parallel, So Satyajit was a Surya Upasaka and Bhano Maharaj. And so Suryadev was pleased with him. I'm very pleased with you. And then he came and he said, I'll give you this jewel. He gave him the Shamantaka jewel. The Shamantaka jewel is a jewel that Radharani offered. Radharani offered it. It's the Shankarshuta crest jewel. And then, so it was like a lady's necklace. And Suryadev said, what am I going to do with this, So then he gave it to him. And then gave him blessing because he knew that, he's a king. Satyajit is a king, small king. His daughter is a princess, Satyabhama. So he is a king, Satyajit. So he knew he likes money and gold. So he said, you worship, I'll give you this jewel, Shamantaka jewel. And you worship this jewel, because he's a Kshatriya, you can't worship. You get Brahmins, you do proper puja and everything. And every day this jewel produces 100 kilos of gold. That'll keep you going. And I'll keep your wives happy also. Wow. Eat the gold, what do you do? Anyway, it's a lot of gold. So, Satyabhama, there's the Krishna married 16,108 queens. 16,100 were Narakasura kidnapped them all and beat up their fathers and husbands and whatever, and captured all these. They were kanyas, actually. They're all kanyas. 16,100. And he locked them up in his prison, and wherever, palace or wherever. And then Krishna went there, and when he went there, he took Satyabhama. Why he took Satyabhama? Because Narakasura is the daughter of Satyabhama and Krishna. Satyabhama in her form is Bhumi Mata, and Krishna in his form is Varaha. These leelas are really like, you know, overlapping different time periods and forms. This is all Shastra Siddhanta. So, and there's two reasons he took Satyabhama with him. They stopped because he promised Satyabhama to give her a Parijat tree. Because Narada Muni came from Nanda Kanana forest, Indra's pleasure garden in Swarga. Amaravati. It means deathless, but it's, you know, it's wishful thinking. But that's the place of Indra. So he had a whole tree. So Narada went there and he said, I'm going to Rukmini's marriage and Krishna's first marriage, first queen. I'm taking a flower. Yeah, take a flower. So he bought a flower. This is the first floral delivery. So Narada Muni came down, he gave it to Krishna and Rukmini put it in her hair and she's showing off everybody, you know. I get this Parijat flower. What is that flower? Even from a mile away it would smell like celestials from up there, you know. People's bodies, their bodies, they don't have BO. People in heaven, their bodies smell like lotus flowers. Their body. So imagine what the flowers smell like. That is unbelievable. So Krishna took Satyabhama. They had it was a party of two stops. He said, Satyabhama, we're going to go have some fun. First, we're going to go to Indraloka. Okay, because he invited a visit. So they went and visited and they socialized. Then on the way out, she said, hey, remember, you promised me a Parijat tree. Because I got so envious, you know, because Rukmini had a Parijat flower and she's parading around her hair. And I was your second queen, and I didn't get nothing. Narada Muni didn't give me any flowers, didn't even comment, you know, it was a drag. And I never forgot that, you know, that even if we came later, we were reminded that you didn't get a Parijat flower, Rukmini did. So she prevailed upon Krishna one time, Dwarkadi. She said, listen, you have to give me a tree of Parijat. He said, oh, anything. You know, husbands always say, yeah. So he just said, yeah, I'll give it. So then when Krishna said, I'm going to Indraloka, you come with me. So then when they're leaving the party in a chariot, she said, remember, I just want to say something, you know. This is Indraloka, yeah? This is Parijat came from here, yeah? And this is we're just passing now on the outskirts of the village. There's a garden called Nandakanana Garden. And I bet you there's some Parijat trees in there. And Krishna said, no, I don't think so. He said, next time. He said, no, I want one now. So, okay. So Krishna went in and he just grabbed a tree, and then the Mali was in there. He sounded an alarm, sent the alarm off, and Indra came out with his soldiers, and he started fighting Krishna. It's the same Indra that, you know, when Krishna was a kid in Vrindavan, he came and said all these stutis, Indra stutis, you know, you're Giridhari, you know, you're so great. Now in Dwarkalila, that Krishna said, you're God, I'm your servant. He attacks him to kill him because Krishna was stealing his Parijat tree. That's pretty funny. That's why the demigods, you can't, you know, all glorious the devatas. So then after that, they went to Satyabhama. Krishna took her to this Narakasura. And she said, he took her there because he wanted to kill Narakasura and get those girls, 16,100 queens also, I mean princesses. So they were fighting, and Narak was very powerful. And then he said to Satyabhama, he said, he's your son. If you give permission, I'll kill him. But unless you give permission, I'll just keep fighting. So Krishna's fighting, but Narak sort of looked like he's getting an upper hand. So he said, what do you think? And she said, finish him. So Krishna killed his own son. He killed Narakasura. This is justice. So now Krishna has these 16,100 queens. So he took, princesses. He took them and married them in Dwarka. But now Krishna, we know that Krishna has 16,108. So who are the eight other queens? The other queens are the Astasakis. The Astasakis, doesn't mean Radharani's Astasakis. Means the of all the Sakis, the Puranas explain that Astasakis are the most prominent. Two or three are from Chandravati's side, and two or three from Radharani's side, and some neutral ones. Chandravati, Padma, Shaibya, Nalita, Vishaka. Radharani's one of the... Radharani, Chandravati, there. Nalita, Vishaka, Padma, Shaibya, Shamala, Pali, Taraka, like this. These are the eight, of all the Sakis, these are the eight most beautiful, most talented, most attractive. Right? Then Radharani has the Asasakis, that's another group. So those eight Sakis expanded as eight different queens. Rukmini is Rukmini is Chandravati, Satyabhama is Radharani. And then Mitravinda, they're all there in Vishnu's commentaries. Sardadarshini, Dwarkalu, I forget now. But the Puranas also say that those who were Sakis in their youth, they became queens when they grew up. So they went with Krishna. you said, what happened to the queens? What happened to the gopis after Krishna left? They grew up and became queens and went to Dwarka. Or they stayed as gopis, Krishna stayed as a gopa. Because he's eternally Navayovanam. He's eternally 15 years, 9 months, 7.5 days old. And sudden Amrita Chandrika by Krishna's, Siddha Krishna's, he gives the age, I don't know how he discovered, but he says, 15 years, 9 months, 7.5 days. Radharani is 14 years, 2 months, 15 days. That's really precise. I remember when we were little kids, you said, how old are you? I'm 7 3/4. I'm 7.5. I'm 7 1/4. But they're the tops. 14 years, 2 months, 15 days. Exactly. Don't we get it wrong? So the answer to the question is that what did the gopis do when Krishna left Vrindavan? They didn't do anything because he never left. And then if they wanted to do something, they grew up and became queens. Because they had so much punya and piety by serving Krishna, they upgraded from vaishyas to kshatriyas. Because generally in the Puranas, they explain that if someone following Varnashram Dharma, and he's a good vaishya in this life, next life he'll be a kshatriya. Good kshatriya will be a Brahmin. Good Brahmin will be get a lifetime of being a sannyasi and not get stuck. Most Brahmins, they brahmacharya grihastha, that's it. Good night. But some Brahmins, they make it to sannyas. Like a Madhvacharya Sampradaya, if you want to get liberated, you have to be a Brahmin to begin with. So don't even think of joining them. You have to be a Brahmin, and you have to be a man, you have to be a sannyasi. And then, if you have Prem, Vaikuntha Prem, you go to Vaikuntha. So we're Gaudiyas, so we have a drishti, it's called drishti kone. Drishti kone means your angle of vision. Our vision, our bhavana, our thinking, our thoughts should be one with the six Goswamis. Because our gurus, our Guru Varg, their thoughts and their aspirations and their teachings are one with the six Goswamis. We shouldn't have a divergent opinion. we should agree with the great Mahajans, the great authorities. If we, most all Gaudiyas accept that the last across the board recognized Mahajan, great authority for Gaudiya Vaishnavas, is Baladeva Vidyabhushan. Krishna Chakravarti Bali Vidyabhushan Narottam Das Thakur Krishna Kaviraj Vrindavan Das Thakur and the six Goswamis. These are the Mukhya Praman. These are the main evidence. So our head and hearts are sold out to the lotus feet of the six Goswamis and these other ones. So they say Krishna never takes a step out of Vrindavan. This is the Goswamis. And you know, they say he went to Dwarka. They say after they say Dantavakra was, Krishna's in Dwarka, and Dantavakra attacked Mathura to harass the Yadavas and the relatives of Krishna living there. So Krishna left Dwarka. He just finished fighting a demon named Shalva. He didn't even enter his palace. He's coming in after he beat up Shalva, defeated his aerial flying jet plane, stealth bomber, whatever it was. Yeah, it was like a stealth bomber. Shalva, he had an airship, an iron airship. It was like a stealth bomber. Became invisible and go underwater. So Krishna knocked him off. And he's now going back to the palace, Rukmini's palace, and he got an SMS or something, I don't know. Got a message that this demon Dantavakra is really powerful. I don't know if he had bent teeth or what, because Vakra, dot means teeth, no? Vakra means bent, like Ashtavakra Muni. He was bent in eight places. Vakra means bent. So he had buck teeth. I don't know. Because usually people are named according to their quality. Yudhisthira. Sita-di-sthira means he was, Yudha means fighting. He was fixed in fighting. And Arjuna means bold and strong. And Duryodhan means he's a bad fighter. He was Duryodhan means he was ferocious. He would just pull people's arms out and their heads off with his bare hands. And it means dirty also, dirty fighter. Duryodhan. Yudha means fight. So people, Parikshit, examine. Where is that? I saw the Vishnu in the womb of my mother. Where is that Vishnu? So examining everyone. So we're named according to, Janma Kundali, they see these are the characteristics of the person. They're named according to can be. So, what are they saying? Yeah, Dantavakra. So Dantavakra, he was attacking Mathura, so Krishna, he didn't even go back to the palace, he got the message, even though he knows everything. Krishna knows everything. So, then he just turned around and said, okay, let's go to Mathura. And they just zipped off to Mathura, the express. He got to Mathura, then he beat up Dantavakra. And the village is still there. It's on the border of Vrindavan and Mathura. It's called Datiha. Datiha. This is a village. Ha means Ihanta, or means Hanyate. Hanyate, Hanyamane, Sharire in the Bhagavad Gita. The soul can never be destroyed. But Hanyate means killed, murdered, destroyed. So Datiha is where this Dantavakra was murdered. He was killed. Datiha. So the village is still there, Datiha. So Krishna killed him and he thought, well, it's only 8 kilometers to Vrindavan. I did say I was coming back day after tomorrow. But I didn't say, whose time period, Because Parsali Grama is there and Krishna told the Gopis, he said, I'm going to Mathura. I'm staying for a day and a half. I'll come back the day after tomorrow. Parsali Grama is there. So he was 11 years old when he left, and he killed Dantavakra, I don't know, 70, 60 years old, or whatever. It was more than 2 days, but he said he'd come back, so he came back. So the Aracharyas, in our commentaries on the Bhagavatam, they say, the Gaudiya commentators, after he killed Dantavakra on the border of Vrindavan and Mathura, Krishna returned to Vrindavan and stayed for 2 months, and he became Krishna. He hung up all his weapons and chariots and parked it in some garage somewhere. Then he became Krishna with Vamshi, everything, and he had Rasa Dance all the gopis. Then he took all the Vrishvasis and he put and took them all back to Goloka Vrindavan. And he went with them. He took all Nandarabha, everybody, everything. And they entered Brahmakund. So they entered Brahmakund and they went back to Goloka Vrindavan. That's how Leela became Apricot. And then another form, he went back to Dwarka and winded up the pastimes there. So the Acharyas say this. So there's a lot of different options here. You can choose whichever one you want. But they're all presented by the Acharyas. Argodi Acharyas.